Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. Just send a contact request first. It will be approved once we notice it, and then after that, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype from that point forward. Last night, I did promise the latest John Cantley ISIS video, and we didn't get a chance to scratch the surface of it, and so I do want to get to that because, well, we've kind of made a tradition of playing the ISIS propaganda videos here on Free Talk Live, not because I take anyone's side in this particular conflict between the group calling themselves ISIS, whoever they are, and the United States government. I certainly don't take a side in that. And it's Ian here with you tonight, by the way.
And Johnson.
Let's go to your phone calls first, where we have Forrest on the line in Louisiana. Forrest, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Go ahead.
Hey, it's great to finally talk to you guys. I've listened to hundreds of hours of your shows, but it's rarely convenient to be able to call in and talk live. I saw that somebody posted a link about Citizen 4 to the show prep on Reddit, and I just wanted to say that I didn't know if it was going to be worth driving a long distance to go see this movie. So I didn't think I'd get to see it in the theaters, but it was incredibly intense. I got to see it about 6 weeks ago.
What is Citizen 4? Is the Edward Snowden documentary?
Yes, and I was pretty shocked. I didn't realize that there was a documentary filmmaker in the room with him when he first started giving the information to Greenwald.
Really?
And the filmmaker. And it was one of the most intense documentaries I've ever seen.
Hold on a second. So he realized in advance that what he was doing was so important that he needed to have someone there to document it?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and it was crazy to watch it unfold because these guys, you know, they didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't, you know, they're worried about people coming down on them at any second, maybe assassinating them.
Wow.
And he was, of course, he was right. You know, we knew about the harassment that happened with Greenwald's partner and how they are under surveillance, the filmmaker, the journalists. And there's definitely some lashback from the people.
That sounds really amazing. I mean, I have to say that that's a surprise to me. And it, you know, obviously with documentaries, a lot of times they have reenactments that
that are bad.
Yeah, but this was real. This was the in the moment. This was actually what was happening. That sounds really really interesting.
Yeah, it was incredible. And still, apparently, the way they're doing it. I mean, I watched it in a theater with about 16 people. It was a very small independent theater and I'm really lucky that I just happened to see an announcement for it on local activities email, because I didn't think I'd ever have a chance to do this, but yeah, everybody was just it was really an experience. I recommend everybody go look at the Fandango and see, because it's still touring, it's still being shown in select theaters,
right?
Just like a handful at a time. And if you just like documentaries, I don't think that there was anything in the film I didn't really know. You know, as far as what he was revealing, which is really shocking, but it's still to see that live, to see that happen on film, and to see him telling the journalists about it for the first time, it really sinks in, you know, what a 1984 type of crazy world we're living in now. And, you know, you don't feel like there's really any kind of paranoid thoughts that you can have. Because nothing's unreasonable, you know. Apparently.
I guess for our listeners who maybe have been living in a cave and don't know who Edward Snowden is, he is the guy who, gosh, was it mid-2013 at this point? The summer of 2013, I think it was, where he came out with these NSA leaks, essentially. And they're still coming out, all kinds of leaks, not just about the NSA, but the GCHQ, which is the NSA's sister agency, if you will, over in Great Britain. And this guy, you know, rocked the world recent news headlines and has been continuing to do so. He escaped from Hawaii, where he was living at the time, ultimately to Russia, where he still has been granted asylum, from what I understand, and is still there. So it's just been a fascinating thing to watch. What sort of time span does the Citizen 4 movie take place over? When does it go from and to?
It starts on basically the majority of the film covers just, I think, about 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a little bit longer than that, but it's really when he first hands over the stuff. They go to press with it, and then they wait for the reaction. You know, they watch it on TV, and then they decide. You know, then he applies for asylum and protection, the human rights lawyers, and before it starts, it details how he got in touch with the filmmaker, and I think he got in touch with Greenwald as well directly, and all the things he had to go through to make sure that he pulled this off, that he got out of the country and was able to meet with them securely and not, you know, nobody was kidnapped or murdered in the process. And it's something else. It's crazier than any spy movie I've ever seen.
Far out.
I feel like you guys should reveal some of the things. I mean, you've been talking about, like, there's no paranoid thought that you could possibly have, and these earth-shattering things that he's revealed and haven't really mentioned any of them. I mean, you spoke briefly to, you know, people who are living under a rock. I'm not one of them, but I do feel like maybe there could be somebody listening who has no idea what sort of revelations that Snowden came up with, and a sampling would be good.
Sure. I think probably the things that are the most shocking is just that he exposed that the NSA was listening to everybody all the time, and there was no kind of, you know, we think you've committed a crime, so we're going to go get a warrant. They were doing it with cooperation of these of the telecommunications companies, and a lot of these places just hand over the access to their systems based on the NSA's word that they're not going to abuse their power, which they were. They were abusing their power, and he shows that. And he was also talking about stuff like you could just look at the feeds, live feeds from thousands of drones, and you don't know what they're looking at, but there's this video footage of somebody's house, and it's just hovering there.
Don't forget the program where they could tap into anybody's, if they had an IP address or even an email address, they could use that to somehow bring up basically full access to their computer, which was just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's stuff that, you know, you'd think that if you heard somebody trying to just tell you that, you'd think they were out of their minds.
Yeah.
Like, surely, the government's not monitoring everything we do. That's crazy talk.
Oh, and I loved how the way they were releasing the details, because there was so much being released, and there still is, there are new things being released over time. They've just been trickling them out. That in the beginning, the NSA was scrambling to try to, you know, to put these allegations to rest, and they'd come out and they'd say things like, oh, well, you know, that might have been the case, but it's not the case now. Or they'd, you know, make other claims after Edward Snowden's allegations had been essentially proven. And the way he released new allegations or information, if you will, the way he released that was almost timed perfectly to essentially discount what the NSA said in response to the first stuff that he'd released. So he essentially led them to a place where they kept lying, and he kept calling their bluff. And it was just amazing just to watch them scrambling to try to retain some semblance of legitimacy, and they just couldn't do it because he just kept undermining them with this information.
Yeah, that really was the genius. I think actually it was Greenwald that decided when and where, what to release. And Snowden, I've heard CIA, ex-CIA guys that, you know, go on talk radio like Mike Baker bash Snowden and call him a traitor and all this nonsense. Snowden really, he didn't pick anything to release. He says, look, I'm too close to this. I don't want responsibility for, you know, you're the journalists, and I trust that you're going to release things that aren't going to endanger CIA operatives. We don't want anybody, you know, getting killed because of what we're showing. But he's like, you know, I don't know. So look, you decide what is the important things and what's the safe information to release, because there's so much.
Forrest, would you recommend this movie to, be shown to people who maybe don't know much about Edward Snowden or maybe have a negative opinion of him?
Absolutely. It was really inspiring to hear him talk about why he decided to basically destroy his entire life. and it was for us. So, I mean, you know.
You guy's a hero, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks for the recommendation and the review. It's the most I've heard about the movie thus far. I knew it existed. That's about all I knew. And now it's definitely something I'm looking forward to seeing. Thank you for the call tonight, Forrest. There's more coming up. You can bring up anything you'd like, just like Forrest did. 855 450 free. The latest ISIS video is on the way.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free to bring up anything that you want. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
Don't forget, you can join us via Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Still to come, the audio from the latest ISIS propaganda video. But first, I want to propagandize you with berries. Berries.com. Go to berries.com and right now order for Valentine's Day because your time is very quickly running out. You go to berries.com and you can place your order with code FTL to get these special deals. Starting at just $19.99, it's over a 40% savings. You get giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They are dipped in delicious chocolate, white milk, and dark chocolatey goodness, plus topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. And they're delicious. They're awesome. The berries they use are the best of the best. You will not get a bad berry in this batch. And the chocolate, of course, that they are dipped in is absolutely scrumptious. You really can't beat this gift for whoever it is you care about this Valentine's Day. Don't be boring and get chocolates or some teddy bear or something like that. Go with Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right. Type in code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL to get the deals. And, oh yeah, double the berries for just $10 more. This is something you want to do. You're not going to want to get the single order. The double order is the way to go. And for just $10 more, you really can't afford not to, especially if you're going to be planning on sharing these things with somebody else. Berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. You will love them. Your loved one will adore you for it, I suspect.
I think I recall, like, I was listening to Free Talk Live last Friday and heard some sort of outlandish thing, like you said, you don't like dark chocolate. Was that you or is that
No, that
Daryl?
Was not me.
That was Daryl that said that then.
Yeah.
But both you and Daryl's favorite of these Sherry's Berries is the white chocolate berry.
No, right? I say it's a toss-up. I like the white chocolate, but I also really like the dark chocolate one.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's hard for me to pick a favorite.
I definitely think that, you know, I haven't had them yet.
Oh.
And
you know what happened?
I'm pretty sure that I would be a dark chocolate fan.
Okay. So Mark ordered some, but he screwed up and he ordered the shipment go to our mailbox rather than directly to the studio, and then he blew it by not picking them up for a day. So they have an ice pack in them, which helps with shipping and keeps them fresh, but obviously you can't let them sit in a 70-degree mailbox store.
There's another possible way that he blew it, which was that we have a friend who works there who we could have had inform him when they
came. Yeah, he totally bombed.
That would have been a way he could have
also. No, the thing is, he sent them to the studio before. Every other time we had Sherry's Berries, he directly to the studio. We didn't have any problems.
Which means that no one's here to actually pick them up, and they sit outside, oh, it's too cold.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well,
what's going to happen?
Even if you live in the South, they come with the ice pack, and right. So it keeps them fresh, at least until the ice pack warms up. But so they do a great job of sending these things out, and they get them to you fast. It's overnight shipping, berries.com. Use code FTL. So let's go to John Cantley, for those of you maybe who are unaware, because these aren't headline stories. You know, if you watch the news at nighttime, you're not going to hear anything about John Cantley and the series of videos coming out of ISIS. You're not going to see any clips from these videos. As far as the mainstream media is concerned, it's not to say they don't think they exist. It's just that whenever they report on it, all you get are some freeze frames and, you know, a generic summary of what actually is stated in the video, which many of these videos have been as long as 6, 8. This one's 12 minutes long. And so there's a lot of information in here. Now, of course, a critic will likely say that this is just pure propaganda, and who knows what they're saying is true. I'm not representing this as true. I just want to play it because you don't get that in other places. And in some cases, these things can be a little bit difficult to find because, as I pointed out, most of the mainstream media just kind of puts up some screenshots if they're reporting on this at all. So kudos to Heavy.com for being the organization to put it out there this time. And it seems like every time these videos come out, they're being hosted in a different place. So it's not like you can just subscribe to the ISIS channel on YouTube. I
would certainly hope not.
Well, I wish you could. What would be wrong with that? I mean, why shouldn't ISIS be able to have its own propaganda channel? You don't think YouTube would deny it to the U.S. government? I mean, if the government wanted to create a channel on
YouTube. Maybe because their content is killing people?
Well, there is that. But the John Cantley videos don't include that that stuff. So, I mean, I guess you could make the claim that, oh, well, actual violence doesn't belong on YouTube. Of course, there's plenty of violence on YouTube, right. But like graphic, gory violence doesn't belong on YouTube. But these videos with John Cantley don't contain any of that. They're basically him walking around different cities or sitting at a news desk. I mean, that's it. So right. Let me jump in here to the latest episode in what has been about 10, from what I understand, 10 videos hosted by John Cantley, who is ostensibly one of their hostages. And he has been become their television host. Of course, we're all hoping that at least Mark and myself and a few others, I'm sure, are hoping that he stays alive. Likely that's not how he's going to get out of this. Here we go.
Hello, I'm John Cantley. In the last film in this series, we're in a city that has been at the heart of the fighting since summer 2012.
Now, I hope by the last film in this series, he means that they have a new series that will be coming out with John Cantley rather than the next film is him being decapitated.
It used to be home to more than 2 million people and housed some of the most ancient architecture in all of the Middle East. But now, after 2 years of bitter fighting, much of the city lies in ruins, and many of the people have fled. This is a civilian area that has been bombed flat by 2 years of war. The area came...
And they do have him. You can hear the rubble, actually, beneath his feet. That's what they're showing in the footage at the moment, is him sort of climbing around through bombed-out buildings and such.
Crunching
around. Famous for indiscriminate bombing by the Assad Air Force, which has now been joined by American jets dropping bombs overhead, and has left huge sections of this town and the surrounding area smashed to rubble. Today, we're inside Halab. And what we're going to find out is if all this bombs, all this fighting, and all this destruction has even slowed down the advance of the Islamic State.
So, of course, this is, their propaganda, and it's, again, called From Inside Halab. Their propaganda here is essentially saying, you can bomb us, but we're still here, and we're still here in force. The previous videos, they've walked around a couple of other places, like Kobane, and I think Mosul was one of the more recent ones. In Mosul, they showed that there were plenty of people still, you know, flittering about, doing their things, walking through shopping districts. The point of that last film was to show, at least the claim was, that everything is as normal in Mosul, and that, despite the fact that the Islamic State is ostensibly in control there, that, you know, there aren't a bunch of people running terrified throughout the streets, that, everything's relatively okay. And now this one, they are going to, the claim here is that they are going to be showing that despite the incessant bombings over the last 2 years, ISIS is still standing strong. Now, is that true? I don't know. But this is the only footage I've ever seen from Halab. And so we'll continue with the audio track here in moments, and I'll describe to you the contents of this video as John Cantley, the alleged hostage of ISIS, is hosting a kind of look inside their lifestyle there. 855, 450, this will actually include an interview of somebody about Charlie Hebdo. 855, 450, freeze the number. It's Free Talk Live.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some loving, so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost Day Art gift. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR 15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you'd like. Coming up, Johnson in a flame war on Facebook.
Me? What?
But what's new? You wanted to talk about your flame war, Johnson, so we'll get into that. Plus, of course, you can bring up anything you'd like, and you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. Again, that's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue with John Cantley, hosting from Halab. Now, I don't know. I didn't even take the time to look and see where that is. I presume it's in Iraq, but you'll have to do that research on your own. I've got the video here from heavy.com. We've been playing this series of videos from ISIS with John Cantley as their host. He is apparently their prisoner. At least that's how he's been represented. He's been, you know, allegedly was kidnapped back in 2012 and started hosting these videos for ISIS in late 2014. And we've been playing them as we've become aware of them here. And this one just came out a couple of days ago. So here's the latest. He's inside a city that he describes as being bombed indiscriminately over the last couple of years, and it's going to ostensibly show how it is ISIS is still there and still strong. So here's the remainder or more of the propaganda video from ISIS.
The advance and stretch of the Islamic State is in fact remarkable and breathtaking. Driving into Halif, one can truly appreciate firsthand the large swathes of territory liberated and in control of the Mujahideen. Agriculture is a key driver here in Halif. Tilled land stretches as far as the eye can see, sown to feed not just the people of Halif, but also its thriving economy.
Grain silos are packed to the rafters with wheat reserves, which are then bagged and delivered at bottom low prices. Livestock leisurely graze on the lush green grass, a beautiful beginning to a delicious end here in Halab's vibrant and colourful markets. Most impressive, though, are all the minarets that rise high, announcing the call to prayer alongside the masjids that stand in full glory. But what really matters is what goes on inside. So let's go and take a look.
So what they were showing throughout that clip was different people kind of at work. So there are still people in Halab, and they are still making a living, and things are still going on. That's the message, again, being portrayed, which is similar to previous iterations of these videos, showing people at work, showing the fields, you know, the green stuff being grown. And so the idea being that things are still moving along here despite the aggression of the United States government. Now they're in some sort of a school.
Now, one of the common accusations of the West is that under an Islamic State, education will suffer. Religious studies and changes to the curriculum don't quite fit their image of progressive schooling. But here in Al-Bab, these young men here are learning Quran recital and languages, and with any luck, they will form the Mujahideen for the next generation in this region.
And why wouldn't they?
I was just thinking to myself, actually, as I was listening, I was like, oh, well, I hear all the same mindless chanting I hear from the indoctrination camps here in the United States.
Yeah, that's all we're talking about here, except the difference in the United States is the state is the religion. In the United States, the federal government is the religion, the belief in the state. And it's not just in the U.S., but that belief exists around the world. But that's what people really, truly believe in, and they feel like it makes them special. And here you have, again, young people just, you know, routinely memorizing passages in the Quran, which, again, if that's your religious belief, you're certainly welcome to memorize your favorite religious documents. But that's, you know, what they're pointing out here is that the, you know, education is continuing. Maybe it wouldn't be the education that the people in the United States would expect, but it's what they're doing. And, of course, you might as well expect they're also educating them on the horrors of the war brought to them by the United States. For those of them that actually haven't experienced their loved ones being blown up and destroyed by U.S. government artillery and such, they can probably learn about that sort of thing right there in the classroom. Let's continue with more from John Cantley.
Now, floating around in the skies above us is a drone. I don't know if you can just see it up there above my right shoulder. But there were drones in Mosul, and now there are drones flying overhead here in Al-Bab, just northeast of Halab. But life continues. The Mujahideen really don't care how many eyes in the sky are looking down on them. And at some point, that drone will be taking photographs, dropping bombs, or firing missiles.
Can you just imagine how horrifying that must be and how just absolutely terrifying it must be to know that there are these machines in the sky?
Basically flying death machines.
Yeah, that at any moment can rain death down upon you and your family and friends. I mean, that's just, it's just hard to really even really envision what that might be like. I mean, it's like some sort of a crazy Terminator movie or something. Continuing.
Little here at the market, which is a completely civilian area, and there's just been a large bomb strike on that building behind me. We heard the explosion. We were just about 5 minutes over that way. The fire brigade, Islamic State fire brigade, are here trying to clear up the mess, but it's absolute pandemonium. And all this follows a drone which we saw 5 minutes ago, and then Assad's air force comes in and drops bombs on the market. Now, as far as I know, the Syrian Air Force does not have drones. That must have been an American drone. That was definitely a Saad bomb dropping here on the market. So, what's going on? Someone is working with someone around here to drop bombs. Look around. It's smashed there. It's smashed there. The people are absolutely terrified from bombs being dropped by a Saad aircraft, yeah, but with American drones flying overhead.
Okay. We're taking his word for it, right? So we don't know if what he's showing us was actually just a bombing site. But obviously, when they're bombing these places, there are innocent people who are getting killed. And that's why it's not hard to continue to recruit new young people, as they were referring to earlier, the next generation of the Mujahideen. They're being trained there right now. And it's because bombs are going off in the streets. It's because people are losing body parts in these explosions, and it's happening to people they care about. If that were happening to people you cared about, you might be really angry, too. You might be willing to strap something to you and walk in somewhere.
But where
and blow
are the victims, Ian? How can you possibly be blaming the victims? They started this on 9/11.
ISIS didn't even exist on 9/11. And of course, the truth is that ISIS exists because of the U.S. government's aggressions over there.
We've been told we've got to get out of this area because that drone's in the sky. They might hit this area again. So we've got to get out of here. Everyone's been told to clear the streets. So we got to go. Come on, let's go.
It would be ironic, wouldn't it, if while filming one of these episodes, John Cantley actually gets caught in an explosion from the bombing raids?
That would not be good.
No.
The only reason why I brought that up about the who started it or whatnot, or the blaming the victim, is just because, it's still shocking to me how many people are unaware of the fact that the United States has been basically creaming the Middle East since the 60s, and before then, even.
Yeah, through president after president in various different levels of creamage. You're absolutely right. More from Inside Halab with John Cantley, continuing.
Despite all this destruction, Halab remains a place of serenity and surreal beauty. The Mujahideen are not fazed by the bombings at all and continue to conduct classes on the banks of the Euphrates River, or maybe a little fishing, or just enjoying a relaxing cup of tea back in town. And despite the bombings we just saw, people are still getting on with it. They continue to build new dwellings out of this gorgeous white stone that Halab is so famous for.
So we're seeing a video just kind of with pans of various different areas of Halab. There were some scenes with some of the Mujahideen fighters, the ISIS fighters, sort of sitting around enjoying each other's company. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, that doesn't mean these men aren't doing monstrous things. I don't want it to sound like I think they're just a bunch of good guys. These people are calling themselves a state for a reason. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up whatever you'd like. The number is 855-450-FREE. We are sharing with you the audio track from the latest video from ISIS, or that's what they're claiming. And they've got John Cantley, who is their last remaining, ostensibly, British hostage. He's been hosting a series of videos that is allegedly put out by ISIS, and we're going to continue that here in a moment to give you kind of the other side of the story. Obviously, you're going to get the U.S. government's side from the U.S. mainstream media, and this is a viewpoint that is fairly uncommon out there in mainstream media reports, and that is, well, what does ISIS have to say for themselves? And that's kind of the point of this video series. You can believe whatever you want out of this. I don't know what the truth is. Just presenting this as the other side. So we continue here with that. We're in the middle of this video called Inside Halab. And for some reason, it's being reported here at Heavy.com is Inside Aleppo. I'm not sure if that's another name for Halab. But anyway, it's called Inside Halab when you're actually watching the video. They're showing people, even though this city has been bombed, they say, for 2 years, and they show much of the rubble in the city, they're showing that it's being rebuilt, that people are still out and about. They're doing things. They're running businesses. And life goes on, as he's pointing out, that the ISIS folks are still there and still present throughout the city. So we continue here as they're showing some of the architecture and the beauty of Halab. We continue the video here.
It is used extensively here in single villa homes to big city apartment buildings. And all over Halab's countryside and inside its towns, which are under the control of the Islamic State.
You can see the flag, actually, what they were showing there. They were going down the street, and they're driving down the street, and there's out, you know, sort of like you would see the American flag in a kind of typical American town in various different locations, you know, like on Main Street, along Main Street, that kind of thing. You see the Islamic State flag here, so that's their way of showing that, you know, they're still around. They're not. They haven't gone anywhere.
The standard of the caliphate flutters high. It is the Sharia law that rules here. So let us explore this law further inside a Sharia court of the Islamic State.
Of course, where you have the Islamic State, you have Sharia law. It is one of the absolute principles why they fight. And it is a very different rule of law to that which went before. It is 1,400 years old, and it is the rule.
Does that kind of mean that it's not different?
Yeah, let's go on.
The rule of Allah, and therefore it cannot be changed. Unlike the laws of...
Well, but I imagine it is interpreted fairly differently. So when we've talked about Sharia law in the past, I'm not going to represent myself as any kind of an expert, but we have had folks on from Muslims for Liberty, like Davi Barker and Will Coley, and they've talked about this idea of Sharia law. Of course, if you go with the Fox News definition of this, it sounds like it's some sort of set of rules that justifies murder and violence, but they say that that's not the case at all, that Sharia law in a lot of ways is just about how to worship in Islam. So let's continue and get John Kentley and ISIS's explanation of it.
Democratic countries which change to fit every circumstance or to fit every different week, the rules of Sharia are remarkably simple. For example, if you are convicted of robbery with the correct number of witnesses and such forth, you have your hand cut off. Sounds harsh, but you're not going to commit the same crime again, and it will dissuade others from doing the same. This is a waiting room.
Is it really true, though? I mean, that's something that's...
I was just thinking, like, yeah, you will then go out and steal the parts from a prosthetic hand and then continue to rob indiscriminately.
Because robbing is all you know. You know, that's a big question that is a discussion had here in the United States. And by the way, there are plenty of people who are in the United States who are not Muslim who would also agree with the idea of eye for an eye. There are a lot of people who are of the Christian religion, I suspect, that would agree with eye for an eye, that and whether they were Christian or not. This isn't an uncommon view in the United States.
Right.
It's not the system. It's not what they do. Here they'll lock somebody in a jail cell and, you know...
No, because we're not barbaric monsters.
We're not barbaric monsters. Who's not barbaric monsters?
You're not chopping people's hands off, despite whatever religion du jour wants us to do. You know, like, we have a system that's at least slightly better.
Yeah, it is a little bit more humane, although there are plenty of inhumane things within it, right? I mean, you've got people like Ross Ulbricht who are going to be spending, you know, he'll likely be in prison for the rest of his life running a website.
Right.
So, you know, you describe barbarism. I mean, is it only barbarism if somebody's hand gets chopped off or their body is physically mutilated?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, going on, but it is true that viewpoint, if you just went out there, I bet you, if you went out and did like a man-on-the-street survey of people in the United States, it would not be an insignificant portion of them who would agree with some sort of a statement like,
right,
we should go to a system where people get their hands cut off if they commit theft. I bet you you'd get, I don't know, what, 20% maybe?
I don't think you're going to get as high of a percentage of people that say, if a woman is raped, she should be stoned to death for, you know, being a slut.
Well, yeah, that's definitely the case.
And wait to see a Sharia court judge. And like any other waiting room of any other law court in the world, they're playing TV in the background. This being the Islamic State, they're playing Islamic State videos. And I must say, they're a lot more entertaining than watching the news at 6. We're on the outskirts of the town of Akhtadin in Halab's northeastern province. This is where the Islamic State starts and runs all the way over to Mosul.
By the way, that last scene about the court, all they really showed was the waiting room. So you didn't really get to see anything in the courtroom, what was going on there.
I'd
like to see Vice cover this.
Cover Halab, you mean?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? I wonder if they have done anything like that. I mean, I don't watch everything on the Vice channel. There's a lot of content over at Vice. Those guys follow, you know, a lot of different stories around the world. And I've certainly seen stories on Vice about these videos.
Yeah, actually,
but I don't know if I've seen any original Vice reporting.
I'm actually surprised that Vice hasn't done a report on Keane.
They allegedly did send someone to Porkfest last year.
Interesting.
That's what I heard, but I heard that never turned into anything.
Huh.
Let's go on.
It is a complex situation. The Mujahideen have been gathering here in anticipation of the fight ahead, and there's more U.S. airstrikes overhead. So let's go in and talk to the Mujahideen and find out what's been going on.
Somewhere on the outskirts of the city.
There's been an increase in the number of U.S. airstrikes over Islamic State territory. How do these strikes affect the Mujahideen?
I will translate for you here. Let me turn him down.
I didn't know you spoke Arabic. Let's do it.
More U.S. airstrikes overhead. So let's go in and talk to the Mujahideen and find out what's been going on.
Sorry about that.
There's been an increase in the number of U.S. airstrikes over Islamic State territory. How do these strikes affect the Mujahideen?
He says, the Crusader Alliance and disbelieving West have not understood the nature of this religion, nor the nature of its people who defend it. It's this religion, if this religion was dependent upon people, it would have died when Muhammad passed away, or when the rightly guided Kufa passed away. Nah, he's going too damn fast. Our contemporary history also proves this. Sheikh Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed, yet the fighting did not stop. And after him, Abu Umar al-Baghdadi and Abu Hamza al-Muhar, yet the fighting did not stop. Rather, it became more severe and expanded. All praise is due to Allah. They did not carry on this path except for this goal to get killed for Allah's cause. Lest the disbelieving West know that the death of the leaders of jihad only emboldens and motivates us upon this path by Allah's permission. So what he's saying there is that you can keep killing the heads, right? Every now and then you'll hear news stories in the United States like, today the U.S. reported they had killed in a drone strike the number two man in ISIS. I mean, we've heard these stories for a decade. Back before it was ISIS, it was Al-Qaeda, and you heard stories about the number two guy in Al-Qaeda. We got the number one guy. Of course, you know, Osama bin Laden eventually allegedly killed by the U.S.
Trained by the CIA.
Yeah, and so over time, they keep killing the number two and number one guys, and this fighter is saying, look, we're just being emboldened by this. You are doing what we believe that you are here to do, and we're expecting these kind of things, and it's not dissuading us any further. This is what they're living for. They're living for this conflict, and the U.S. government's feeding right into it. He continues, the guy being interviewed, he says, quote, the historical examples of this are many. Every time one of our leaders is killed, tens, rather hundreds, succeed him and replace him as leaders upon his path. This is the religion of Allah. It is not affected. He says it is not affected by it went too fast. Not affected. I'll let you know here in a moment. I had to jump it back. Not affected by the death of any person. So this is bigger than the individuals involved, is what he's saying. Your bombs won't stop it. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts as we continue. More on the way on Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.